Can you believe it's the first Friday in January already?
Incredible, isn't it? It's the first Friday in January already, and how about this? Republicans in Virginia are proposing the idea of the Jack Wilson Act. That would repeal a ban on firearms in Virginia churches. Of course, this comes at a time when Virginia is looking at a dozen or so new gun control measures because the state House and the state Senate have been taken over completely by Democrats. And John McGuire is a Republican delegate, former Navy SEAL, and seeking the Republican nomination for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. He proposed House Bill 373 that would remove Code Section 18.2 through 283, which prevents firearms from being carried in places of worship. In the Texas shooting recently in White Settlement, Texas, a former FBI agent in the congregation carrying a concealed weapon returned fire on a mass shooter, killing him just under 3 seconds after he pulled the trigger the first time. His name is Jack Wilson. And it would allow bystanders and volunteer security to carry concealed weapons in place of worship, allowing attendees to defend themselves if necessary. This act is the first piece of legislation in the nation to honor Jack Wilson and his efforts in White Settlement, Texas. Joining me now is John McGuire, a former Navy SEAL. He is the man. He's also running to unseat Abigail Spanberger if he becomes the Republican nominee. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So much I'd like to ask you today with everything that's going on in the world. But let's start with this and the Jack Wilson Act. Tell me, in Virginia right now, you've got a dozen new gun control measures that are being put forth by the governor and those Democrats in your state house. How do you expect anything like this to get any traction?
You know, we've had, 90 Second Amendment rallies or something like that in Virginia. And, you know, a lot of people say that these rallies are a waste of time, but they're not, because this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And it's sending a message that, you know, our rights, you know, we need to protect our freedoms. And you have two things. You have a right and you have a privilege. A privilege can be taken away. But our Second Amendment rights are a right, our God-given right to protect ourselves. So, you know, this bill may not pass this session. Obviously, we're outnumbered. The Democrats have the House and the Senate. But it's going to send a message and continue to unite people and hopefully wake them up.
Well, I hope you're right. What about this move that's also underway around the country for sanctuary counties when it comes to the Second Amendment? I know some of the Virginia sheriffs have said, we will not enforce laws that we believe are unconstitutional based on our oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. That's also significant, isn't it?
It's very significant. I've been to 7 of those rallies and given speeches around Virginia. And obviously, it's majority Republicans showing up, but Democrats as well. You know, our country was founded on freedom and common sense. And once you lose a freedom, you're not going to get it back. So we got to hold the line.
And I agree with that. I want to play something for you. Hold on, John. Sure. I want to play something for you. It's Byte 4, and I just want to play part of this, Alex. But just over the last couple of days, Elizabeth Warren, I think this was yesterday, is asked by an attendee of one of her events about the shooting in Texas and whether or not she would support a concealed carry law nationally if the people that were allowed to carry were licensed and checked by the government. Byte 4, just play that first part, Alex.
Last week, there was another church shooting. And the only thing that saved the rest of the congregation were the other two people who there who shot and took out the shooter. Would you support a universal carry, concealed carry law for everyone in the country who's willing to be licensed and checked by the government?
No.
Yeah, and there you have it, John. I don't need any more of it than that. I mean, we'll offer licensing and universal background checks, and she says flat out no, which to me is admitting the truth about Democrats, liberals, and guns, which is that they hate guns, period. They don't think that people have the right to defend themselves. They don't believe that you and I have the right to decide for ourselves in which manner we defend ourselves, our home, our property, our loved ones. That exposes it for what it truly is, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. And, you know, we've been saying this for years. And obviously in Virginia, we've been saying this for years. And, you know, and now, unfortunately, the truth is out. I mean, these guys won't stop until they have absolute, completely taken away our ability to defend ourselves. And I got to tell you, I saw this article somewhere where it said that you could become a subject. You know, we went to had the Revolutionary War because we were tired of tyranny. And the Second Amendment is to prevent tyranny. It's not just for hunting.
Which is weird because, you know, I hear all these people saying, well, you don't need that gun to hunt. And from what I recall, those that wrote the Second Amendment were not coming home from deer camp. They were coming home from killing British soldiers, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't deer camp, right?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, Lexington and Concord, they were going to take the powder. Because back then, they stored all the powder in one place.
Correct.
So if you take the powder, you essentially take away their ability to defend themselves, and it would have been easier for a British army to take control again. So
exactly.
we're almost reliving history in that the these folks are trying to take control and take away our ability to defend ourselves.
All right. So I want to ask you something else while I've got you here. John McGuire here, former Navy SEAL. You're running against Abigail Spanberger, or hope to be. You're hoping to be the Republican nominee to take her on. And it's interesting because I know that the Democrats in my district, for example, where Alyssa Slotkin became the member of Congress, they went to a former CIA analyst, as she was, and the Democrats found candidates like her around the country. But I'm seeing the Republicans do similar things with folks like yourself, a former Navy SEAL, a Virginia state legislator, and now a candidate for Congressional District number 7 in Virginia. You stack up very, very well against Spanberger, who voted for impeachment, who has done little or nothing for her constituents, I would guess, other than impeachment. So what do you make of your chances?
Well, I think our chances are well. It's the sixth most Republican seat held by the Democrats right now. And if we're going to get back the majority in the House, we've got to win a seat like this. And Trump won the district by 6+, almost 7 points in 2016. So I think our chances are good. Now, the district is made up of 10 counties. We lost the 7th congressional district in two counties, Henrico and Chesterfield. But that's 60% of the vote. And that's where I have lived for 51 years. I've run a 21-year business there with thousands of relationships, and my wife and I have raised 5 children. So in this last election, November 5th, we had the second largest Republican win in the entire state of Virginia, and we outperformed every Republican and every Democrat in every precinct in Henrico County except one. So I think because of position, because I've lived here so long and we have so many relationships, and being a Navy SEAL, no one's going to outwork me. I think we got a good shot.
Yeah, let me ask you one more thing. Headlines today, General Qasem Soleimani killed by a U.S. Predator drone, considered to be, by me, I suppose, easily the number one terrorist in the world. Another big terrorist general taken out, this one from Iran by this administration. 30 seconds, your thoughts.
Well, I would say that I say kudos to the president and the administration. You know, look at Benghazi. When our embassy was attacked there, it took, 13 hours or something to get help, and we got Marines there within an hour or so, and
that's
then
right.
He took out the biggest guy. So kudos to the president. Kudos to this administration.
John McGuire, I wish you well. You sound like the guy for the job, quite frankly. John McGuire, former Navy SEAL, Virginia state legislator, and candidate for the 7th Congressional District in Virginia. God bless America. I hope you make it, John.
Can you tell my website real quick?
Yeah,
can
go.
Go. Sure, I'd love you guys to come join my team. You can't do this alone. We can take back our district and our state. My website is McGuireForCongress.com. That's McGuire, the number 4, Congress.com. Well, God bless you, and thank you for having my show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips in a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just lost everything in one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino? What if I was talking about the stock market and those colored chips?
that you just bet, that's your retirement and your legacy. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Hi, this is Steve Gruber. And if you're in your 50s or 60s like I am, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526 or go online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.